Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. In Huron County, a packed house at a Bad Axe school board meeting Thursday night has parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th graders would attend the current high school, while young 5s through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Bad Axe Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future. But many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators pushed back, noting the programs have shared space for years without incident and emphasizing that Ascent students are part of the Bad Axe district. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they are open to further discussions. The board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. And in Lansing, Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer joined leaders from 18 other states in calling on Congress to follow a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on imposing tariffs. The letter issued yesterday cites the February 20 Learning Resources, Inc. versus Trump decision, which ruled the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not give President Donald Trump the authority to impose tariffs, such as his administration did on goods from Canada, China, and Mexico last year. Now, Whitmer and other U.S. governors urges Congress to limit the scope of Trump's presidential power on tariffs and implement a review of the issue. Tariffs have jacked up costs on cars, groceries, energy, and housing, and Michiganders are paying the price, Whitmer said in a statement. The Supreme Court, or SCOTUS, has ruled that a large swath of the administration's tariffs is illegal. Congress must act to rein in these irresponsible tariff policies and put more money back in Michiganders' pockets. Both the letter and a release from Whitmer's office cited a February Fox News poll that found a 63% disapproval rate of Trump's tariffs. The letter states, sweeping tariffs have caused significant economic harm on American farmers, manufacturers, small business owners, and working families. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
This is Tammy Johnson. Spring is here, and with it brings change. For some, it also brings important decisions. For us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, it is a reminder of what matters most: comfort, dignity, and care you can trust. Whether your loved one needs short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing care, the Sanilac Medical Care Facility offers comprehensive care close to home. We have speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, all on site. And all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility work closely with residents and their families so we can focus on personalized care, safety, and respect every single day. When life brings change, having the right care nearby makes all the difference. This spring, take comfort in knowing that there is a place right here in our community that puts people first. Your loved ones deserve the best genuine care available. Call Sanilac Medical Care Facility at 810-648-3017 or go online to sanilacmedicalcare.com to learn more.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on with more local news in Genesee County, a Clyle man is locked up after the Genesee County Sheriff's Office said he led police on three separate chases. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson said the chase highlights how deputies are increasingly weighing the risk of high-speed pursuits. Dash camera video shows the moment a traffic stop turns into a dangerous chase in Flint Township. Investigators said 26-year-old Justice Brewer backed into a patrol vehicle before speeding off at nearly 70 miles per hour onto a busy Miller Road. According to Swanson, the investigation into Brewer started in November after he allegedly stole a truck in Richfield Township. Swanson said he had led police then, but instead of continuing the pursuit through busy intersections, officers backed off. We disengage chases when that risk is higher than the benefit, and we know who people are, even if they're dangerous, to always lean on protecting the public, said Swanson. But the third time would be the charm. The sheriff said Brewer ran again during another traffic stop on March 6 before officers tracked him to a home on Whitney Avenue near Corona Road and Bellinger Road, or highway. Deputies eventually found Brewer hiding in the attic. Swanson said Brewer had also had warrants out for aggravated assault, domestic stalking, domestic violence, and three probation violations. He is now being held in the Genesee County Jail without bond on several new charges, including fleeing and eluding police. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.